Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Talks are underway to reduce the impending 30% US tariffs on the country's exports. That's been confirmed in Parliament by President Ramaphosa. The levies are due to come into effect on the 1st of August. Speaking during the budget debate vote on the presidency, Ramaphosa said negotiations were underway to de-escalate tensions and preserve market access for South African producers. The talks are being coordinated by the Departments of International Relations and Trade and Industry. Ramaphosa earlier appointed former Deputy Finance Minister Mthabisi Jonas as special envoy to Washington, but according to the DA, the Americans have refused to accredit him. Jonas, currently chairperson of MTN, made remarks about Trump which they consider unacceptable. Meanwhile, Reserve Bank Governor Lesetse Kganyogo has warned that the tariffs could cause some 100,000 job losses. He's particularly concerned about the impact on agriculture, which he says could be quite devastating because the sector employs a lot of low-skilled workers. The impact here, he says, is on citrus fruit, table grapes and wines. A strike looms at South Africa's largest airline, Fly South Air. Trade Union Solidarity, which represents some two-thirds of Fly South Air's pilots, says a large majority had voted against the company's final wage offer. A spokesman says a strike is likely next week. The airline says it's proactively rearranging some of its flights from next Tuesday onwards as a result. Fly South Air says any passengers affected will be contacted using the details provided at the time of booking. On the markets, attention remains firmly fixed on Washington and the will-he-won't-he saga of Donald Trump and Jay Powell. Speculation is rife that the U.S. president intends to fire the chair of the Federal Reserve because the latter refuses to bow to Trump's demand that he cut interest rates. The latest headlines say Trump has discussed sacking the supposedly independent central bank chief, but probably won't. Highly unlikely, says Trump. The dollar has recovered to 1.16 against the euro as a result. That's put a tad of pressure back onto the rand. 17.86 to the greenback this morning, 20.74 to the euro, 23.91 to sterling. On the equities side, the JSE ended last evening flat. That's both the all-share and top 40. London's FTSE down 0.1%. In New York, markets were in the red on the Trump-Powell saga, but ended positive on Trump's assertion that Powell's job is safe. The Dow closed up 0.5%. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both ended up 0.3%. Tokyo this morning down 0.2%. Hong Kong flat. Sydney up 0.6%. Gold at 3,341. Platinum 1422. Bitcoin just on 118,000. And Brent crude oil just under $69 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.